Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
It was a different era.
Gardenia.
The era of swing. Big band music ruled America. Billie Holiday in her dulcet tones wafted over the airwaves of radio and 78 RPM records.
He has tossed.
And listening to all of it in her youth was none other than Maria Kina, one of the four greatest voices in the history of KMOX radio.
I know.
Recognizable in a car, online,
after
on the old Philco radio in the kitchen. Maria Kina.
Philco.
Known to millions as one of the voices of KMOX.
Make him stop.
It's deep. It's somewhat smoky.
Boy.
It's evocative of a bygone era.
Yes.
The era of swing and big band. She is the leader of the Knights of Swing right here in St. Louis. You can find them on their Facebook page. You can hire
them.
She is.
Maria Kina.
Yes.
Hey, now. Maria. Here's what I'm thinking we should do at the end of the year. I think we need to save all these intros up, and we should have, like, the top three intros of the year for Maria Kina. Because each week, they get a little more flowery.
That one might be on the list. That one right there could be on the list.
That was impressive stuff.
It could.
That was impressive stuff.
Much of that was ad-libbed.
Impressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Impressive. So, Maria, I watch you, and I'm with John. I think you do have that voice. By the way, I got a bunch of trouble last week for admitting that Billie Holiday, I always thought was a dude.
Well,
you guys taught me that it was a woman. What a beautiful voice now that she has there.
Stole 70 bases back in 27.
Did she? Yeah. What a weak joke that was.
Oh, man.
So, but I notice you always have your head into your phone. What's going on?
Well, I recently, I'm quite the Pac-Man fanatic.
Ooh. Pac-Man?
Pac-Man. No, Pac-Man.
That chops up the...
Yeah.
Eats Blinky, the pellets.
Blinky, yeah. Pinky, yeah. Inky, there you go.
There it is.
That's that sound. So I'm a little addicted to it right now because I found it on my phone.
Yeah.
So every time I get free time, I'm playing with Pac-Man on my phone.
Pac-Man.
Okay, I can relate because you said you found it on your phone. So you must have played it a while back and let it go.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So this week, I found the old Scrabble app on my iPad.
Really?
And at nighttime, I am laying in bed till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, playing Scrabble against the computer. I mean, it's an algorithm.
You should play me.
I don't want to lose to you in anything else. Just go away.
You know,
seriously,
Pac-Man,
I want to go play golf with you. I want to beat you to oblivion in golf.
Yeah, I'm in. But
I'm not going to go because he plays. What do you play? Words with Friends.
Yes.
And he plays with. Listen to this story, Maria. He's got a guy that he's been playing Words with Friends with, which is essentially a knockoff version of Scrabble.
Yeah.
That's in New Jersey.
Yeah, Long Island.
Long Island. That they've been playing together for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, Sal Pepitone. And I tried to get him to come on.
He messages with him while he's playing his game.
Really?
So, interesting. So Pepitone and I,
uh-huh.
We've been playing Words for, you know, over a decade now. He's a lawyer in Long Island, and I've sent him some of my piano stuff, and he likes it. And so the day of his daughter's wedding, Georgianne and I were traveling somewhere, and I was playing, and he says to me, he says, it's my daughter's wedding day. I said, oh, that's great, Pep. And
sounds like an Italian man.
Yes,
yeah, usually you want to say, and I hope Sal their Pepitone. First child and, is and a masculine tried to
get
child.
Him to, I've tried to get him to come on the air with us. He won't do it. He's I don't want to do that.
I don't blame him.
But so he we're playing during his daughter. So when my daughter got married, me and Pepitone were playing Words,
and talked to each other
that day.
That day.
Are you playing Pac-Man with someone, or are you just playing by yourself?
I'm just by myself.
And what is the goal? You try to go to the next level?
Oh, yeah. I'm up to 124 level on this one, and then I can't get past this other one, and I'm, like, pulling my hair out.
Yeah, and what do they want you to do? Pay a couple of bucks to...
Well, see, I won't pay.
No, I have to
sit through those goofball ads.
Yeah.
So. You do not pay.
I would never pay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so, and then do they reward you once you finally get through a hard level?
Yes.
Is the next one miserable, or is it going to be...
No! You get accomplishments, and they give you, stuff and things.
Badges.
Yeah. Yes.
You get badges.
Yeah.
Right, like little Blinky and Pinky and Inky. Inky. Yeah. And then they tell you, like, as you progress on, there's other things you have to do. Like, you have to beat Inky twice, him, but you can't bite Blinky.
You can't bite Blinky.
So, and they have
Do
them.
You really know who's who? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got Inky over here, and you got Blinky over there.
Okay.
Inky's,
she knows, hold on. What color is Inky, John Hancock?
He's yellow.
And what color is Blinky?
He's pink. And so, here's the thing.
Isn't it?
Yes.
See how he just acts like he knows what he's talking about?
Inky, think of ink.
What
color is
he? He's black.
No, he's blue.
Of course. Oh.
And then,
here's the thing about Pac-Man.
Blink.
Blinky is red.
If you think about me at a buffet, it's like Pac-Man. I mean, you're going through, a little of that, a little of this. Mm-hmm.
When was the last buffet you were at?
I don't know, but I didn't know.
I don't think I've been to a buffet since COVID.
Really?
Yeah, have you been to a buffet since COVID?
I love buffets.
Yeah, do you see them anywhere anymore?
I don't. We just had a report on earlier today.
Yeah?
Where they were really discouraging going to those salad bars and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because, think about it.
Everybody's sick.
People aren't, they're
schnitzing and schnitzing.
Yeah,
and,
they touch stuff.
That's why they got the little thing.
The sneeze guard.
Yeah,
think of what the name of the thing is, a sneeze guard.
Yeah.
And you're going to go over there and grab your slop from it, huh?
Yeah,
the nice thing about the buffet is that you can go back.
Yeah.
And back.
Yes.
And back.
Well, do you remember the old days? Like, do you guys ever remember the old Noah's Ark out in St. Charles?
Sure,
used to have a Sunday buffet.
Yes.
The Cheshire Inn.
Yes.
Had a buffet.
Yes.
What happened to the buffet?
I don't know.
It's gone.
Remember Old Country Buffet?
Well, they still have it.
Yes.
But I don't know there's anywhere around here. But that's kind of, that's just a bunch of slop.
Look, a big spoon and a bunch of food isn't
There used to be a place out by you named Yaya's.
Still there.
They used to have a Sunday buffet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't think of any other places that have Sunday buffets anymore.
Bristol's.
Do they have one?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Nice. You're right.
Yes, the seafood buffet.
So when you go to a buffet, what do you have to be one of those people that's like, oh, I'm getting the omelet, or what do you get?
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole thing about the buffet. I mean, it's like the whole world is out there.
Uh-huh.
And it's food. And you just eat everything. It's the best.
Well, no, I've never experienced that. I've never felt that way about a buffet before.
Cool. Yeah, me neither. I guess I have ate everything, but it's usually induced by some type of chemical. But like when I'm going to eat for good reasons, yeah. No, I don't do that. But I noticed that the line for the omelets is always long. It's do you all have to get an omelet?
Yes.
I don't like omelets.
I got to ask you guys something. Have you been to the original House of Pancakes on Maryland at 170?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
It's in Clayton there. Yes. People line up to get into it.
I'm telling you, you've got to get there at 7 o'clock when the doors open. I feel like I'm 110 years old when I go.
All right. All right.
Like, well, we have to get there early, cousin. Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
Is that the only one they have?
No, they have another one in Chesterfield, but I don't know.
I've been there.
Yes, you have?
Yes.
Is it good too?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it is, but it's a long line to get in there. Why does everybody like it?
Oh, the food's really, really good.
Amazing.
I mean, like the best bacon in the world.
Amazing.
Really?
And the pancakes.
Yes.
And there's nothing greasy tasting about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care how busy they are, the food is fast.
Yes.
But you never get a bad thing, and the coffee is to die for.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
So what time do you get there?
Oh, I'm going
when I
tonight.
Meet my cousin, we get there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And you do that on a weekday or weekend?
We usually do it on the weekday, during a weekday.
Uh-huh.
So,
really?
Yeah. And even when I go like on Sunday mornings,
are you a pancake person or a waffle person?
I like them both. You know what? Ooh. I didn't like pancakes that much until
back in the day.
Until
you like
then.
Your fruit in your pancake or on top of it?
Both.
Hello. Hey, right answer. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I don't have any fruit on my pancake.
Oh, what do you get? Chocolate chips?
No, just
the
syrup.
Naked pancake.
Oh, just the maple
butter,
syrup?
Just the maple syrup.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And then the bacon there, too,
the
as well.
The bacon.
Are you bacon. Juice or just coffee?
Just coffee.
Yeah.
Just coffee.
Oh, you got to have some juice.
Really? What would you go with the grapefruit? Or
well,
the,
let me tell you, my life has been ruined. I'm on this blood pressure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, maybe my blood pressure is, 150 over 100. But ooh, so I'm taking.
Good. Let's call me.
So I'm taking this blood pressure medicine, which is fine. It's, it's helpful, I suppose. And so I'm taking it. And the doctor says to me, you can't have grapefruit.
Oh.
What is the problem with grapefruit?
That's what I said. What is the problem with grapefruit?
Because they have. Certain reactions, chemical reactions.
Yeah.
Grapefruit is noted for that.
Yeah.
And if you read your medication bottles, it's not only blood pressure medication.
Yeah, yeah,
it'll say sometimes, like, do not take with juice.
Yes.
Like orange juice. People like to take their meds with orange juice. You shouldn't do that.
Why did he tell you not to use grapefruit?
Because I eat grapefruit. I used to.
No, but did he give you a reason why?
Well, because it's not good with
it's a chemical.
The medicine.
It fights it.
So, but apparently, Michael, if I go on this kick I'm about to go on, a diet and exercise.
You're going into the blue zone.
Yeah, diet and exercise. Uh-huh. If I get my blood pressure down to like 72 over, something.
I don't think 72, John. That's too low.
Yeah, right. But then I can start having grapefruit again. So that is a motivation for me to,
So you ate like the fresh grapefruit?
Yes. Oh. And the grapefruit juice, the grapefruit candy, the grapefruit seltzer.
Candy?
Of it.
Well, the grapefruit seltzer is fine. You can keep drinking the grapefruit seltzer.
I can.
Yeah, there's no sugar in grapefruit seltzer.
Well, there's grapefruit in
there. There's grapefruit. He can't take that when he's taking his medication.
I drink a water seltzer that's 0% everything. There's no sugar. It's a hint of grapefruit. It's not really grapefruit.
Well, but I don't know if the hint is offline for me.
I don't think I take blood pressure medicine and I'm not dying on.
Is that right?
Taking seltzer.
Well, not all of them are the same though. You could take some and it doesn't have that effect.
Right.
It's just some medication.
Apparently what I'm taking, because my blood pressure apparently is
so
a little high.
Then I guess we're going to eat pancakes at this place and
I'm in.
And you're telling me that I shouldn't get the fruit pancakes because I like blueberry.
No, you should. Everything's delicious.
Whipped cream and all that.
No, I don't like that on my pancakes.
Yeah. No.
No, yeah. That's too much.
Ridiculous.
I'm just regular. But yes, you have to get the pancakes.
Any gigs for the ladies of swing or the knights of swing?
The ladies of swing, yes.
The knights of swing.
The guys will be happy to hear that. Nothing public.
Nothing right now, public.
No. Whoa.
So every week we'll check on to find out if there's a place that you can actually go see Maria Kena sing.
All right. So my buddy Doug Flagg, who's a very talented vocalist, drummer, met you years ago.
Mm. Oh.
And he said that, he would love to one of these days, run across your acquaintance.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so I've got his business card. I'm going to give it to you. All right, and good. You guys can see what happens.
What in the world is going on here?
Well, I got stuff going on, Michael.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's our little, you know, I give him a little cut of the, you get a gig or something.
Hey, now, she's Maria Kina. She'll be back with us next week at the same time. Late Night with Hancock and Kelly rolls on after this right here on Game Wax.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
So, you talked about, we were talking about buffets.
Yes.
And the biggest problem with a buffet is people who don't understand the etiquette of a buffet.
Yeah, you don't eat too much.
Yeah, well, no, it's not even the eating too much. I don't care how much you eat. Huh. It's the people who stand there and block the buffet. Oh, do we want the ham or the bacon?
Miserable.
Get out of the way. It's like the people at the bank. Get out of the way. It's like the people when you're checking out at the Schnucks. I don't know about you, but I inevitably always pick the one person who's got all their stuff. You know, hold on. I got 85 coupons and I left them in my car.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had one today.
What did you have?
So I got a couple of checks in the mail today.
Okay.
Yes. Yay. And so, you know, I sign them, put the account number on the back there.
Right.
Drive over to the bank.
For deposit only.
Yes. Piece of cake.
Here it is.
You go through the drive through. Well, it's 4 o'clock, so it's late.
Yeah, do you have the dog? Because they like to get the biscuit.
Oh, they do. But no, I didn't have guns.
No biscuit deal.
So, rolling up there, all three lanes, cars in them.
Huh.
So, I do my thing.
You kind of hover in the back.
Yes.
Where you can go to any of the three lanes until you see another car coming.
Yes.
And then you have to pick a lane.
Yes.
You're not doing your thing. You're doing the thing that everyone does.
Oh, okay. Is that right?
Yeah. No. PJ, you do that, right?
Oh, like, yeah. I thought I came up with that. I thought that was a YouTube. I'm in the middle lane. I'm back. And I'm thinking, you know.
You probably really do think you figured this.
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah, I thought well, I did, actually, because I never saw it done before. So you go to the right. You go to the left. You go forward.
Yeah, you could go. You're triple threat.
Yes. Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah, right.
And I got my checks there, you know, got on my seat, and I'm going to get some cash back. So I got my driver's license.
I know.
And truck comes up, pulls along to the right, blocks me on the right.
Hmm.
Okay, fine. I still got two options.
Yeah, I can choose.
You got the car in the left hand, right next to the window, that car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the car in front of me. And so, you know, I'm sitting there, and it's taking a while. It's 4 o'clock, and you know, time's wasting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get downtown to see you and play some pool.
That's right.
Get on the radio.
You need to work.
I got to get the sandwiches. I mean, I got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, finally, my guy in the middle lane pulls out. Yes.
Okay.
And so there, I pull up.
All right.
And I'm listening because I time my bank visits when I can to hear a trivia contest on the radio that happens at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a different station.
Yeah.
And
it's
so,
probably a sports trivia.
Yeah. And so so here I pull up. I got the radio on there, and there's my little tube.
Yeah.
And I take the tube, and I got the window down, and I'm hearing next to me. Apparently a confrontation,
a disagreement
between the ladies in the car to my left and the teller. And it's getting heated, Michael.
Oh, boy.
And
were they telling each other profane things?
I couldn't hear exactly, although it was good enough that I turned off my trivia game on the radio.
Oh, you thought, hey, I'm going to snoop on this
And so what I'm getting is, I'm getting something like this.
Yeah.
47930.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I hear the teller say,
right.
And then I'm hearing 47930. And the teller's meanwhile, man. My tube's already shot up the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get out of here. And so then the lady in the driver's seat, she turns to the passenger. She says, give me my purse.
Uh oh.
And now
what is she
going to
grab? Now you worried? Oh, what's she going to grab?
What's happening here?
Yeah,
and so she, you know, and now they're getting into it.
The driver's taking on her passenger and
the teller. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
it's like a hockey fight at this point.
Yeah,
and so now she's getting a purse. And, give me the purse. And she's reaching in the purse. 47930. And she said, and the teller, you know, doing the best she can. And they proceed. Meanwhile, my tube is out there.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening with my tube.
You hear that little hum.
It's gone. The tube is gone. Yeah. I'm sitting there, and I gotta get to the sandwich place. I got stuff
to
do.
Come on, I gotta go see Kelly. Yes. I don't want to leave a man like him waiting.
And back and forth they're going.
Uh-huh.
Well, you didn't tell me that Well, if I would have known that, I would have. And they're going back and forth. Finally, I hear a voice through my little speaker there. Mr. Hancock, would you like to deposit? Yes, I said. We'll be right back with you. Thank you very much. So they go back in, and they get the deposit, and I took cash out.
Okay.
So, whoosh, meanwhile, next door, they're going on. So they send me my tube back. I get my cash, but I got to sign the thing. Mr. Hancock, please sign the thing and send it. Okay, I do. And I sign the thing, and whoosh, I send it back up there. And still fighting. Still
good
fighting.
Lord.
I leave the drive-through lane, and I head to the sandwich shop.
Wow.
And, so, yes, people can cause great pain and suffering out there.
I was at a popular convenience/drugstore that you go into.
Yeah.
And so they have two lanes where you can get a human being.
Right.
And then there's
the self checkout.
Then there's the self checkout, and inevitably you wind up going to the self checkout because you're getting, you know, the birthday card and a pack of gum. You're not.
That's
getting
all you got.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get much. So I'm over at the
self checkout.
Self checkout, and I doop, you know, doop, and I'm
you're
like,
done.
But I'm very paranoid. I'm like, I don't want anybody thinking I'm ever stealing anything. So I'm like. Very clearly making sure this one beeped, and then I'd set it down, and another one. And then it said, hold on, we got to have the attendant come.
Why?
I don't know. They needed to put in a code or something. And then all heck broke loose next to me with the person who had the same interaction because he didn't have his ID to show that
he was 21.
That he was 21 and he was trying to buy a product that he couldn't buy. It was a whole big nightmare, but I'm with you. I'm sick of people like not understanding the rules. Like, here's where you are. Have your stuff together. Let's go. It's like the guy who shows up at the airport and he's like, oh, I got to take off my shoes. Oh, wait a minute. What are these bends for? What do I have to? Oh, everything's got to go into a scanner. Listen, if you don't know this stuff, you shouldn't be at the airport.
Should not.
No.
No.
And if you're that emotionally messed up that you got to have your dog, then you shouldn't be flying.
Well, I mean, that's a whole different
thing. That's how I feel about that.
Oh. Well, you had a, what was the animal you had on your flight the one time?
Well, we've had I've had cats, dogs.
Flamingo?
No, I didn't have a flamingo. No, but I heard that there was a person who tried to get on with a peacock.
Yeah.
No, but I've seen kids with their hamsters, their gerbils, their, you know, especially Southwest, they'll let them all come in on anything. And it's not, if you're that emotionally messed up to be flying that you need to have your animal with you, don't fly. We don't want you up there.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do you want somebody's dog sniffing on you the whole time you're sitting in your airplane?
I love dogs.
Yeah, you're weird. I mean, who wants a dog sniffing on them in an airplane? Now, listen, a dog for someone that's there as a service animal, I'm okay with that. But come on, let's be honest. A lot of these gals walking through with their dogs on the airport, it doesn't look like they're needing it for visual help.
No, but it's a comfort dog. Mm-hmm. I get it. I mean, people, you know, people have stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just wish it wasn't on an airplane. He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. When we come back, do you collect?
Yes.
What do you collect? Stuff. We'll find out after this on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
All right. Did you watch The Sopranos when it was on back in the day?
No.
Okay. Well, The Sopranos is arguably one of the greatest television shows ever.
So they say.
Yeah.
But you got the guy,
James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
Yeah, right.
And you know, look, it was a great program. I mm-hmm. loved it. I watched every moment of it and enjoyed it thoroughly and still refine. But I'm not a collector of things.
Yeah.
But this one piqued my interest today because the algorithm clearly knows that I like The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. I saw this. The Booth. Meaning the booth at the restaurant that was used in the final scene of The Sopranos
from the Holstons
in Bloomfield, New Jersey, sold for
$82,500. Whoa.
Now,
wait a minute.
Unless that's going to be at the Smithsonian or at
if you bought it, it's not going to be the...
$82,500 for a booth that was in a TV show?
Huh.
Like, I don't understand collecting stuff, period. Like, when you go to the ball game, when they're giving away a bobblehead, do you keep it? Do you like that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't throw it away.
Oh, I give it to a kid immediately.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. But collecting is great.
For what?
I mean, because you got stuff. I mean, you're collecting
stuff. Have you ever collected anything that later in life you're like, I'm going to sell this, and you made money on it?
No.
No, exactly.
Because you don't collect it to make money. You collect it to remember the memories.
Right. But like last week we heard you talk about that you had your blanket or your bear from
Brownie.
A childhood.
Yeah.
That's not collecting,
no,
John.
Tell
me something you used to collect that you still have today.
The mugs from the National Ragtime Festival on the Goldenrod Showboat.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
what do you do with them?
Well, they're...
Are they displayed somewhere at your house?
They're in my office.
Really?
Yeah.
And I would like to come see them.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you collect them. So I've got all these mugs there from the National Ragtime Festival from, you know, 1978 through 19-something.
Right.
What
happened? Did the festival fold or you just quit going?
It folded.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Goldenrod went away and there was no place to have it and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. And then what else do I collect? So in my basement right now, I may have one of the largest collections of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, well, that's because you had kids.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And
but you're not collecting that for a reason. What about teeth? Do you still have your baby teeth?
No.
I met a guy the other day.
I don't even have most of my adult teeth.
He still had all of his teeth that he had saved, you know, like that for, how weird is that?
That's creepy.
Yeah. That's some weird stuff.
Yeah, you don't want, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. But
what does the tooth fairy do with the teeth?
Throw them away.
Do you think that's?
I mean, the parents may keep them, but that's kind of weird too. But the whole idea behind the tooth fairy, is that you got something under your.
But
pillow
somebody
you
must save that stuff because there's always these like collector's stuff where they'll say like a lock of Elvis's hair is for sale, or you know, haven't you ever seen that?
No.
Well, I guarantee you that a lock of Elvis's hair has been sold at auction. People buy weird stuff,
yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
My grandma used to have these little precious moments.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought
Carthage,
that was,
Missouri down there. That's where they make the precious moments. Yeah.
It was weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, they're cute. They're little
it was a precious
angelic
moment.
Little,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I like, I had a friend back in the day that collected piano rolls.
The ones that play on the automatic pianos?
Yeah, yeah. And he had, and he must have had 15,000.
That's kind of cool, though.
Piano rolls.
But could he play them, or could they put them on a machine?
Yeah. And so they're all over the basement. He's got them cataloged.
There's probably some equity there. He probably could sell those.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't like the guy who was selling all the cups sold in the Happy Meals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird stuff when people collect that stuff.
Did you ever clip newspaper clippings when you were a kid?
No.
I did.
Like when you were in the newspaper?
Yeah.
I was never in there.
So I was in all the time. Yeah, so my mother...
I was in all the time. Well, I bet it was some stimulating stuff you were in there for.
I was in...
The Pine Cone Festival?
I got in the newspaper at 13, buddy. The Post and the Globe.
Whoa!
Yes.
That's so long ago, I don't even know about the Globe.
Well, you were still pooping in your pants.
Yeah.
So
Why were you on that paper?
Because I did some cool stuff.
What?
Really cool. So my mother... would clip the newspaper.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, when she passed, we're going through the house.
All your clippings are there?
Yes.
Did you keep them?
Yes.
Where are they at now?
They're in my office.
Uh-huh.
In the bottom right hand.
Stacked in a
they're
something
in the bottom right hand drawer of my desk.
Yeah.
And she had all that. She also had $1,000 cash in the freezer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty cool. Now, with $1,000 cash, especially with old folks who are saving money like that, sometimes those coins or those dollars are worth more than
I
they're
got my,
said because
so, yes. So my dad left me. My dad was, I never knew this.
Yeah.
Never knew this. He was a coin collector.
Wow.
He had the little booklets.
Uh-huh.
And the little, the dimes and the nickels. I had no idea.
Right.
And since he was a little kid,
that's
he was
cool.
doing this.
That's cool.
And so when he passed away, and I found, his last 8 months, he was in a facility.
Uh-huh.
And he and I had dinner together every night, which was one of the greatest blessings of my life to spend that. And the great thing about the nursing home, so it was Dad, my dad was a forklift driver.
That's right.
And he had dinner every night with the guy who was the CEO of 7-Up.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so there's no class in a nursing home.
No, well, when you're drooling.
And so, they're sitting there. And I discovered during those 8 months of just amazing memories.
Wow.
That Dad was a coin collector. And I thought, man, this is really cool, Dad. And he had all of the... bicentennial quarters from the states. He had every 50 states. He had all of them.
That's cool.
And so when he died, and he specifically left me his silver dollar collection.
What are you going to do with it?
And I've got them. I give them to Johnny.
That's probably cool. Yeah.
But they're from like 1897, and his father and grandfather had saved these things, and so
that's cool.
They're not in mint condition, but they're really cool. And,
That'll be nice for Johnny to have and to pass on, hopefully, to whoever he wants to pass on.
Right. I mean, someday they'll be like 300 years old.
Then they're worth something then.
Might be.
Oh, wonder what those precious moments will be worth.
Mm.
He's John Hancock. I'm Mike Kelly. We got one more segment after this right here on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Oh. So I have just returned from
South Florida.
Where I witnessed three of the Cardinal games.
Oh, good. So you got a firsthand eyewitness look at the ball
there.
Club.
Now, as you know, spring training's a little weird because it's only the first three or four innings that you're going to see.
The regulars. Yeah.
And in spring training, the games went by like this. I mean, you blink and we're through two innings.
Hmm.
And it's mainly because there's not a lot of hitting going on there. Not from the Cardinals side.
Yeah, it's a little concerning.
Just what do you mean a little?
Little concerning. Well, yeah. It's early, Michael. Yeah.
I just need to be patient, right?
Yeah. And a lot of talent on this ball club, and they're going to be okay.
So then I'm sitting here today with Amy Marks-Gors doing her show, and that's when we get the news that our great hope here, Sonny Gray,
the right-hander,
wind up going down with
finished second in the Cy Young Award in the American League last year as a member of the Minnesota Twins.
Does that bring you some concern? Little concern?
Little hamstring?
Yeah.
Well, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But, I mean, we do have some options internally that may be able to fill that void.
Then I was told that every team in Major League Baseball in spring training has hit a home run with the exception of one team.
Cardinals.
That'd be the St. Louis
Not
Cardinals.
Not to worry, Michael. Okay. No. Look, the wind out there, as you know, because you've been there at Roger Dean, is it swirls. You know, not the easiest park to hit a home run out of. And so, you know, not to worry.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know that there's anything to focus with on these spring training games. You know, win, loss, it really doesn't seem to matter.
Well, you got to get your work in.
Yeah.
You're going to want to see, you know, Mason Winn having a great spring. Shortstop, hitting the ball, amazing in the field. You got to like that. Nolan Arenado looks like a comeback year for him this year.
How so?
He's stinging the ball. He's hitting very well.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, some of these pitchers.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Steven Matz today, scoreless inning. There you go. I mean, wow. Incredible.
Well.
And so I think, you know, you guys that are all worried about, you know, whatever.
Don't you think we have good reason to be worried? Like, Matt Pauly was a little upset today. He said, hey, listen, guys, last year was last year. We're moving on. This is a new team.
Yeah.
Well, I understand, but you're selling me the same lines you were selling me last year.
No.
That things are bad, things are good, this is a team. Everybody, Matt Pauly, one of the things he said today is, hey, this team's favored to win right now, the Central Division.
Yes!
Well, we were favored to win last year, too.
Stuff happens, Michael.
We finished in last place.
Maybe. But here's the thing. The nucleus of this team is good.
It was the same nucleus we had last year.
No. Okay. We had Jack Flaherty. That didn't happen last year.
Right.
No. This team, we got to maybe go to a six-man rotation.
Hmm.
And I don't think this hamstring.
You're not worried.
No, Sonny's going to be fine.
How old is Sonny?
34, I think.
Hey, now, that's no spring chicken there.
34.
That's no spring chicken.
Well, he's one of our younger pitchers. And so, you know, he's going to be fine. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn. I mean, what's not to like about that guy?
Yeah, but he is a likable dude. Yeah. Matt Carpenter back with
us. Matt Carpenter coming off the bench with that key base hit at the key moment without having to deal with the shift.
I saw him the game that he played with down there. I felt it was like the old days. He popped that ball straight up in the air.
Well, wasn't it bad? I mean, you can't judge.
I know, but remember when he went to the Yankees and he was blasting home runs left
boom,
and right?
Bam.
Like, where was that
boom.
With us?
Coming. Coming soon.
You think it's happening?
You're going to see it. And this club is going to surprise a lot of people. They're going to be, they could win 94 games this year.
Who's going to have the better finish this year? The Blues, the Cardinals, or City?
Well, you got City out there. And
they finished first last year.
Yeah. And, of course, we just had the game the other night. And our goalie, the great, what's his name?
Roman Berkey.
Berkey. He had what they call clean sheets after that game.
Clean sheet.
And the ball club is, 2-0-1? Is that what we are?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Am I right about that?
Look it up.
Seems all close.
Right. PJ's looking. Well, if I'm right about then this, you know about it's amazing.
Then you know what's up with the Blues.
Not
you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
Not but, good. Hey, they're in the playoff hunt. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're in the hunt.
Yeah.
But they don't have a rifle.
And then you have the Cardinals that you're saying it's all's well. And they're going to, you think they'll be first in their division this year?
Yeah, 2-1-0 is the St. Louis City SC. Is that right?
You are correct.
2-1-0.
It's impressive and stuff. Well, I think soccer.
Because, well, you got Berkey out there putting up the clean sheets on the line, and I mean that's the way you do it.
You're missing out on soccer, and we got a fan.
We got is Klaus still on the Klaus still playing?
Yeah, he's still.
And we got
we've got all the good players.
Yeah.
Brother. I'm telling you,
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
All right, did you watch The Sopranos when it was on back in the day?
No.
Okay. Well, The Sopranos is arguably one of the greatest television shows ever.
So they say.
Yeah.
But you got the guy, the
yeah, James Gandolfini and Tony Soprano.
Yeah, right.
And you know, look, it was a great program. I loved it. I watched every moment of it. And enjoyed it thoroughly and still refine. But I'm not a collector of things.
Yeah.
But this one piqued my interest today because the algorithm clearly knows that I like The Sopranos. Mm. I saw this. The booth, meaning the booth at the restaurant that was used in the final scene of The Sopranos
of the
final
episode
in Bloomfield, New Jersey, sold for
$82,500. Whoa.
Now,
wait a minute.
Unless that's going to be at the Smithsonian or at some...
Well, if you bought it, it's not going to be the...
$82,500 for a booth that was in a TV show?
Huh.
Like, I don't understand collecting stuff, period. Like, when you go to the ball game, when they're giving away a bobblehead, do you keep it? Do you like that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't throw it away.
Oh, I give it to a kid immediately.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. But collecting is great.
For what?
I mean, because you got stuff. I mean, you're collecting
stuff. Have you ever collected anything that later in life you're like, I'm going to sell this, and you made money on it?
No.
No, exactly.
Because you don't collect it to make money. You collect it to remember the memories.
Right. But like last week we heard you talk about that you had your blanket or your bear from a childhood.
Yeah.
That's not collecting,
no,
John.
Tell
me something you used to collect that you still have today.
The mugs... from the National Ragtime Festival on the Goldenrod Showboat.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So every
what do you do with them?
Well, they're...
Are they displayed somewhere at your house?
They're in my office.
Really?
Yeah. And
I would like to come see them.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you collect them. So I've got all these mugs there from the National Ragtime Festival from, 1978 through 19-something.
Right.
Yeah,
what happened? Did the festival fold, or you just quit going?
It folded.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Goldenrod went away, and there was no place to have it, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You got that. And then, what else do I collect? In my basement right now, I may have one of the largest collections of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, well, that's because you had kids.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And
but you're not collecting that for a reason. What about teeth? Do you still have your baby teeth?
No.
I met a guy the other day.
I don't even have most of my adult teeth.
He still had all of his teeth that he had saved, like That for how weird is that?
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's some weird stuff.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no. But
what do they? What does the tooth fairy do with the teeth?
Throw them
they,
away.
Do you think that's?
I mean, the parents may keep them, but that's kind of weird too. But the whole idea behind the tooth fairy, is that you got something under your.
But
pillow
somebody
you
must save that stuff because there's always these like collector's stuff where they'll say like a lock of Elvis's hair is for sale or. You know, haven't you ever seen that?
No.
Well, I guarantee you that a lock of Elvis's hair has been sold at auction. People buy weird stuff,
yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
My grandma used to have these little precious moments.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought
Carthage,
that was,
Missouri down there. That's where they make the precious moments.
It was weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, they're cute. The little
was a precious
angelic
moment.
Little,
yeah.
So, yeah, I like... I had a friend back in the day that collected piano rolls.
The ones that play on the automatic piano?
Yeah, yeah. And he must have had 15,000.
That's kind of cool, though.
Piano rolls.
But could he play them, or could they put them on a machine?
Yeah. And so they're all over the basement. He's got them cataloged.
There's probably some equity there. He probably could sell those.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't like the guy who was selling all the cups sold in the Happy Meals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird stuff when people collect that stuff.
Did you ever clip newspaper clippings when you were a kid?
No.
I did.
Like when you were in the newspaper?
Yeah.
I was never in there.
So I was in all the time. Yeah, so my mother...
I was in all the time. Well, I bet it was some stimulating stuff you were in there for.
I was in...
The Pine Cone Festival?
I got in the newspaper at 13, buddy. The Post and the Globe.
Whoa!
Yes.
That's so long ago, I don't even know about the Globe.
Well, you were still pooping in your pants.
Yeah.
So
Why were you on that paper?
Because I did some cool stuff.
What?
Really cool. So my mother... would clip the newspaper.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, when she passed, we're going through the house.
All your clippings are there?
Yes.
Did you keep them?
Yes.
Where are they at now?
They're in my office.
Uh-huh.
In the bottom right-hand...
Like stacked
right-hand,
in a...
They're in the bottom
another.
Right-hand drawer of my desk.
Yeah.
And she had all that. She also had $1,000 cash in the freezer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty cool. Now, with $1,000 cash, especially with old folks who were saving money like that, sometimes those coins or those dollars are worth more than
I
they're
got my,
said because
so, yes. So my dad,
old.
My dad left me. My dad was, I never knew this.
Yeah.
Never knew this. He was a coin collector.
Wow.
He had the little booklets.
Uh-huh.
And the little, you know, the dimes and the nickels. I had no idea.
Right.
And since he was a little kid, doing this.
That's cool.
And so when he passed away, and I found, his last 8 months, he was in a facility.
Uh-huh.
And he and I had dinner together every night, which was one of the greatest blessings of my life to spend that. And the great thing about the nursing home, so it was Dad, my dad was a forklift driver.
That's right.
And he had dinner every night with the guy who was the CEO of 7-Up.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there's no class in a nursing home.
No, well, when you're drooling.
And so, you know, they're sitting there. And I discovered during those 8 months of just amazing memories.
Wow.
The dad was a coin collector. And I thought, man, this is really cool, Dad. And he had all of the... bicentennial quarters from the states. He had every 50 states. He had all of them.
That's cool.
And so when he died, and he specifically left me his silver dollar collection.
What are you going to do with it?
And I've got them. I give them to Johnny.
That's probably cool. Yeah.
But they're from like 1897. And, you know, his father and grandfather had saved these things. And so.
That's cool.
They're not in mint condition, but they're really cool. And,
That'll be nice for Johnny to have and to pass on, hopefully, to whoever he wants to
pass on. Right. I mean, someday they'll be like 300 years old.
Then they're worth something then.
Might be.
Oh, wonder what those precious moments will be worth.
Mm.
He's John Hancock. I'm Mike Kelly. We got one more segment after this right here on the Mighty Mighty Mox.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120. KMOX.
Oh. So I have just returned from
Jupiter, South Florida,
yeah.
Where I witnessed three of the Cardinal games.
Oh, good. So you got a firsthand eyewitness look at the ball there. Club.
Now, as you know, spring training's a little weird because it's only the first three or four innings that you're going to see.
The regulars.
Yeah. And in spring training, first of all, the games went by like this. I mean, you blink and we're through two innings. And it's mainly because there's not a lot of hitting going on there
from the Cardinals side. Yeah, it's a little concerning.
Just what do you mean a little?
A little concerning. Well, it's early, Michael. Yeah.
I just need to be patient, right?
Patient. And a lot of talent on this ball club, and they're going to be okay.
So then I'm sitting here today with Amy Marks-Gors doing her show, and that's when we get the news that our great hope here, Sonny Gray,
the right-hander,
wind up going down with
finished second in the Cy Young Award in the American League last year as a member of the Minnesota Twins.
Does that bring you some concern? Little concern?
Little hamstring?
Yeah.
Well, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But, I mean, we do have some options internally that may be able to fill that void.
Then I was told that every team in Major League Baseball in spring training has hit a home run with the exception of one team.
Cardinals.
That'd be the St. Louis
Cardinals.
Not
to worry, Michael. Okay. No. Look, the wind out there at Rogers, as you know, because you've been there at Roger Dean, is it swirls. You know, not the easiest park to hit a home run out of. Not to worry.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know that there's anything to focus with on these spring training games. You know, win, loss, it really doesn't seem to matter.
Well, you got to get your work in.
Yeah.
You're going to want to see, you know, Mason Wynn having a great spring. Shortstop, hitting the ball, amazing in the field. Got to like that. Nolan Arenado looks like a comeback year for him this year.
How so?
Oh, what, he's what gave hitting you that the ball. Impression? He's stinging the ball. He's hitting very well.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, some of these pitchers.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Steven Matz today. Scoreless inning. There you go. I mean, wow. Incredible.
Well.
And so I think, you know, you guys that are all worried about, you know, whatever.
Don't you think we have good reason to be worried? Like, Matt Pauly was a little upset today. He said, hey, listen, guys, last year was last year. We're moving on. This is a new team.
Yeah.
Well, I understand, but you're selling me the same lines you were selling me last year.
No.
That things are bad, things are good, this is a team. Everybody, Matt Pauly, one of the things he said today is, hey, this team's favored to win right now the Central Division.
Yes!
Well, we were favored to win last year, too.
Stuff happens, Michael.
We finished in last place.
Maybe. But here's the thing. The nucleus of this team is good.
It was the same nucleus we had last year.
No. Okay. We had Jack Flaherty. That didn't happen last year.
Right.
No. This team, we got to maybe go to a six-man rotation.
Hmm.
And I don't think this hamstring.
You're not worried.
No, Sonny's going to be fine.
How old is Sonny?
34, I think.
Hey, now, that's no spring chicken there.
34.
That's no spring chicken.
Well, he's one of our younger pitchers. and so, you know, he's going to be fine. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn. I mean, what's not to like about that guy?
Yeah, but he is a likable dude. Yeah. Matt Carpenter back with
us. Matt Carpenter coming off the bench with that key base hit at the key moment without having to deal with the shift.
I saw him the game that he played with down there. I felt it was like the old days. He popped that ball straight up in the air.
Well, he wanted it bad. I mean, you can't judge.
I know, but remember when he went to the Yankees and he was blasting home runs left
boom,
and right?
Bam.
Like, where was that
boom.
With us?
Coming. Coming soon.
You think it's happening?
You're going to see it. And this club is going to surprise a lot of people. They're going to be, they could win 94 games this year.
Who's going to have the better finish this year? The Blues, the Cardinals, or City?
Well, you got City out there. And
they finished first last year.
Yeah. And, of course, we just had the game the other night. And our goalie, the great, what's his name?
Roman Berkey.
Berkey. He had what they call clean sheets after that game.
Clean sheet.
And the ball club is, 2-0-1? Is that what we are?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Am I right about that?
Look it up.
Seems all close.
Right. PJ's looking. Well, if I'm right about
then
this,
you know about
it's
the,
amazing.
Then you know what's up with the Blues.
Not good. Know? Yeah. Not
but
good.
Hey, they're in the playoff hunt. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're in the hunt.
Yeah.
But they don't have a rifle.
And then you have the Cardinals that you're saying it's all's well. And yeah. they're going to, you think they'll be first in their division
yeah.
this year?
Yeah. 2-1-0 is the St. Louis City SC. Is that right?
You're correct.
2-1-0.
It's impressive and, stuff. Well, I think soccer.
Because well, you got Berkey out there putting up the clean sheets on the line, and I mean that's the way you do it.
You're missing out on soccer. And
is Klaus still on the Klaus still playing?
Yeah, he's still.
And we got
we've got all the good players.
Yeah,
brother. I'm telling you, that's you need to get into this sport.
I'm in.
They've got a good team.
I am on fire for City.
It seems to be a good organization.
Bradley Cornett out there that's coaching this ball club.
Buddy, we got to thank Matt Pajeski.
Oh, he's the best.
We've got to thank Maria Kina.
She's the best.
Oh, we got to thank our NFL insider.
Nothing but the best here.
Braxton Payne and Payne, whatever that was, of what's trending. And we're out of here. We'll see you Friday morning.
So we got the best of Glover coming up, which is going to include Michael Kelly today.
You know it's going to be the best then.
And the news is around the corner right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMLX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Oh, so I have just returned from
Jupiter,
South Florida, where I witnessed three of the Cardinal games.
Oh, good. So you got a firsthand eyewitness look at the ball club.
Now, as you know, spring training's a little weird because it's only the first three or four innings that you're going to see.
The regulars.
The regulars.
Yeah.
And in spring training, first of all, the games went by like this. I mean, you blink and we're through two innings.
Hmm.
And it's mainly because there's not a lot of hitting going on there.
Not from the Cardinals side.
Yeah,
it's a little concerning.
Just what do you mean a little?
Little concerning. Well, it's early, Michael.
I just need to be patient, right?
Patient. And a lot of talent on this ball club, and they're going to be okay.
So then I'm sitting here today with Amy Marks-Gorse doing her show, and that's when we get the news that our great hope here, Sonny Gray.
The right-hander.
Wind up going down with
finished second in the Cy Young Award in the American League last year as a member of the Minnesota Twins.
Does that bring you some concern? Little concern?
Little hamstring?
Yeah.
Well, could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But, I mean, we do have some options internally that may be able to fill that void.
Then I was told that every team in Major League Baseball in spring training has hit a home run with the exception of one team.
Cardinals.
That'd be the St. Louis
Cardinals.
Not
to worry, Michael. Okay. No. Look, the wind out there, it rides, as you know, because you've been there at Roger Dean, it swirls. You know, not the easiest park to hit a home run out of. Not to worry.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know that there's anything to focus with on these spring training games. You know, win, loss, it really doesn't seem to matter.
Well, you got to get your work in.
Yeah.
You're going to want to see, you know, Mason Winn having a great spring. Shortstop, hitting the ball, amazing in the field. Got to like that. Nolan Arenado looks like a comeback year for him this year.
How so?
Oh, what, he's what hitting that the ball. Impression? He's stinging the ball. He's hitting very well.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, some of these pitchers.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Steven Matz today. Scoreless inning. There you go. I mean, wow. Incredible.
Well.
And so I think, you know, you guys that are all worried about, you know, whatever.
Don't you think we have good reason to be worried? Like, Matt Pauly was a little upset today. He said, hey, listen, guys, last year was last year. We're moving on. This isn't a new team.
Yeah.
Well, I understand, but you're selling me the same lines you were selling me last year.
Things are bad,
things are good, this is a team. Everybody, Matt Pauly, one of the things he said today is, hey, this team's favored to win right now the Central Division.
Yes!
Well, we were favored to win last year, too.
Stuff happens, Michael.
We finished in last place.
Maybe. But here's the thing. The nucleus of this team is good.
It was the same nucleus we had last year.
No. Okay. We had Jack Flaherty. That didn't happen last year.
Right.
No. This team, we got to maybe go to a six-man rotation. And I don't think this hamstring thing,
You're not worried.
No, Sonny's going to be fine.
How old is Sonny?
34, I think.
Hey, now, that's, right? That's no spring chicken there.
34.
That's no spring chicken.
Well, he's one of our younger pitchers. And and so, you know, he's going to be fine. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn. I mean, what's not to like about that guy?
Yeah. But he is a likable dude. Yeah. Matt Carpenter back with
Matt Carpenter coming off the bench with that key base hit at the key moment without having to deal with the shift.
I saw him the game that he played with down there. I felt it was like the old days. He popped that ball straight up in the air.
Well, he wanted it bad. I mean, you can't judge.
I know, but I mean, remember when he went to the Yankees and he was blasting home runs left and right?
Bam.
Like, where was that with us?
Coming soon.
You think it's happening?
You're going to see it. And this club is going to surprise a lot of people. They're going to be, they could win 94 games this year.
Who's going to have the better finish this year? The Blues, the Cardinals, or City?
Well, you got City out there. And
they finished first last year.
Yeah. And, of course, we just had the game the other night. And our goalie, the great, what's his name?
Roman Berkey.
He had what they call clean sheets.
Yes.
After that game.
Clean sheet.
And the ball club is, what, 2-0-1? Is that what we are?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Am I right about that?
Look it up.
Seems all close.
Right. PJ's looking. Well, if I'm right about then this, you know about it's amazing.
Then you know what's up with the Blues.
Not good. Know? Yeah. Not
but, hey, they're in the playoff hunt. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're in the hunt.
Yeah.
But they don't have a rifle.
And then you have the Cardinals that you're saying it's all's well. And they're going to, you think they'll be first in their division this year?
Yeah, 2-1-0 is the St. Louis City SC. Is that right?
You're correct.
2-1-0.
It's impressive and stuff. Well, I think soccer.
Because, well, you got Berkey out there putting up the clean sheets on the line, and I mean that's the way you do it.
You're missing out on soccer, and
we got a fan. We got is Klaus still on the Klaus still playing?
Yeah, he's still there.
And we got
we've got all the good players.
Yeah,
brother. I'm telling you, that's you need to get into this sport.
I'm in.
They've got a good team.
I am
got
on
a good
fire
coach.
For City.
It seems to be a good organization.
Bradley Cornett out there that's coaching this ball club.
Buddy, we got to thank Matt Pajeski.
Oh, he's the best.
We've got to thank Maria Kina.
She's the best.
Oh, we got to thank our NFL insider.
Nothing but the best here.
Braxton Payne and Payne, whatever that was, what's trending. And we're out of here. We'll see you Friday morning.
So we got the best of Glover coming up, which is going to include Michael Kelly today.
Well, you know it's going to be the best then.
And the news is around the corner right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMLX.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.